Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? God, I thank you for today, and I thank you that we're gathered together today once again, O Lord, to fellowship and to hear what thus says the Lord as Dee Dee bring forth the word. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you, and I pray that as we hear the declaration today, Lord, that we don't just hear it, that it doesn't fall on stony ground, but oh God, that we receive each and every word. Father God, let us digest it, and Father God, let us meditate on it, that it will bring about a change in our lives. Oh God, I thank you today for Dee Dee and each and every one on this call. And Father God, as we go forth in this evening declaration, oh God, I pray over each and every one on this call. May they be blessed in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for your holy word. In Jesus' name, I pray as I pass the call to Dee Dee.
Well, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all the Friday Night Livers, just for showing up. I just give God praise for that, and just thanking him that he has allowed us to come together one more time on this Friday night. It's a blessing to just be able to share with my family and love on my family and laugh with my family and cry with my family. So, Lord, I just ask that you will use this share as a message to just bless someone tonight. Someone may need to release some misdirected pain, hurt, whatever it is. Lord, just deliver us from all evil. Set us free from all bondage. I bless your name. Thank you for blessing us. And we need each other to grow in this life, in this walk. So I thank you. Amen. I'm so amazed, you guys, at how the Lord is just shifting and doing a new thing. I know in me, and how he's lining up the victors to be on one accord. And I also want to remind you all that what this forum is a platform for each and every one of us to encourage one another through our testimony and our witnessing. And this is a place for you to share, where there's no judgment, where we'll just love on each other. So whoever, whatever it is, however you want to bring it, please know that that's what this is for. This forum is for us. So be mindful of that. There's a few people that told me they have something to share, but I'm not a bugger. So, well, I can be, but I'm just letting God move and use who he chooses. So when you're ready, it's available. Amen. Thank you. And again, thank you to Bubbly. She's just such a beautiful blessing to us all. Her spirit is just always so up. And for my beautiful sister who's raised me in the work world, Diane, truth be told, Templeton, I'm just grateful. So hopefully you've all muted your line. I'm going to go ahead and start. When things get stressful and I can't see a way out, I will keep my trust in God. Jehovah Jireh, thank you for always providing for me. When the bills are overdue, when it looks like things are not going to work out, when I'm not sure if I want to stay married or not, you are always faithful. You are always faithful in your provisions. Such belief involves trust, commitment, and loyalty. See, my faith had to catch up to my words. Faith in God means belief in him, even though we cannot physically see him. It means accepting God's word to be his bond. Did you hear me? Are you listening? Everything the Lord does for us is accessed through faith. Yet when it comes to God, we have to believe things that we cannot see. God had to make his kind of faith available to us so that we could believe in him and receive his salvation. God's word teaches us how to use faith and allows him to move on our behalf in all our circumstances. The definition of faith in Hebrews 11 has helped me to understand that I cannot touch or see God physically, but if I believe and act upon my belief, my faith grows. Even though it's not always easy to exercise faith, we are required to walk by faith and not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. According to the Bible, faith is belief in the one true God without actually seeing him. Many people seem to think that faith is simply believing, but it's much more than that. God wants us to have living faith so we can grow in our relationship with him. If it's God's will to supply and be the provider of all our needs, why do we fret? Why do we worry? Why don't we just trust him at his word? How can you have a living faith? I'm glad you asked. To build real faith, we need to understand some vital aspects of faith. Faith generally means having a strong conviction, deep trust, reliance upon, or loyalty to God. Faith in God means belief in him, even though we cannot physically see him. We show our hope for something that we cannot yet see. Having faith in Jesus Christ means relying completely on him, trusting in his infinite power. It means believing that even though we do not understand all things, he does. Never before in the history of the world has the need for faith in God been greater, with so much going on. Many people today are looking for ways to be righteous or be in right standing with God. People try to do things to get God's attention. But the Bible says that when we simply believe God, that's credited to us as righteousness. Faith is what counts in God's eyes. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, Galatians 3:6. The Apostle Paul knew the God he served would make all things work out for good in his life. So why are most people trapped by fears and worries? Because they lack a living faith. But what is faith? Is it positive thinking? Is it a feeling? Is it one's church affiliation? On Declare Victory, we talk about faith so much. We've had numerous declarations. We've had amazing testimonies. Yet some of us are not walking in a living faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith in action. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. When we build a church, we build people, not a building. God is looking at our hearts. He only wants to use people whose hearts are pure. When we receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we believe God first. The faith that pleases God is a faith that believes him, even though we cannot see him or feel him or see the answer to our prayers. Faith is needed for what we can't see and can't touch. Having a relationship with Jesus Christ is built on faith. Do not allow the five senses to defeat your faith. The five senses are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. You use your eyes to see, your ears to hear, your nose to smell, your tongue to taste, and your skin to feel. Faith is living beyond those five senses. It is being certain of what we do not see, hear, smell, taste, touch. Our faith is the victory that enables us to overcome the world, 1 John 5:4. Faith that only believes what it can see, taste, hear, smell, or feel is limited to those five senses. A living faith is not just talking the talk, but it's actually walking it out. So get your mind back on the word and focus. I'm talking to me too. Go back to when you were born again. It was then that you received all the faith you'll ever need. God has given us all the measure of faith. So, as Romans 12:3. So therefore, you have the tools God has given, but are you using it? Forget this. Faith has to be activated. Faith has to be acted out. Your actions should correspond with what you say you believe. You must act as though what God has said about you is true. And here's another truth to this living faith. Quit pretending you don't have a past, because the truth about your past is just that. It's the past. Seek God's help in overcoming the grip the past may have on your life. If you do not, you are allowing your mind to replay old tapes over and over again, and that will stifle your faith. We can't let past situations stifle our growth or keep us from experiencing joy in our lives again. So go ahead and act, as though nothing's ever happened in your past, and you will only hinder your impulses to cry, to laugh, to have joy. It's unfortunate that at times we let our past convictions haunt us in our walk. This can hinder us from reaping the blessings the Lord provides daily. That amazing pastor, Patrick Weaver, says, God is faithful. The wrong thing had to fall apart so that God could make the right thing fall together. God was in the midst of your mess, too. He just allowed you to go through your test. You may find that your faith has been strengthened or even birthed by the fire you've been through. The prayer of faith is based on hearing and hearing the word of God. Not only just hearing it, but applying and doing the work. Brother Marcus spoke on that this morning. We also have to remember that everybody has storms. I do mean everybody. However, you got to stand on the word no matter what it looks like because, again, we are not to be moved by what we see. In order to maintain confidence in this thing called life, to have more pep in your Christian step, meaning your walk, of course, you have to have a living faith. It will take you through the trials of life. Learning that our faith is not based on our experience, we have to have a conviction based upon hearing the word. Being firm and not easily persuaded by people. So if someone can talk you out of your faith, it's not a living faith. You got to be delivered from people to operate in a living faith. There are some people that will piggyback off of your faith, and that in of itself is spiritually draining. People who are not walking in faith cannot see what you see. You can't listen to people that don't believe in spiritual supernatural things. It may keep you from hearing from God, or it can give you an evil report and cause unbelief. You cannot grow if you have not learned to put faith in God. As long as you hold on to unforgiveness and bitterness, that will also stifle your faith. It seems simple, right? But too many Christians have become lukewarm in their faith, Revelation 3:16. We need to know what God is saying so we can pray and live accordingly. When you increase your faith, your fear will cease. Learning to build your foundation upon the solid rock, as it says in Matthew 7:24-27, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Again, so when the storms of life come, and they are certainly going to come, we can stand through the storms. Our souls can be anchored in the Lord. So tempests and storms of affliction and persecution beat around the soul. But just understand that storms of life comes to everybody's house. If we will begin to establish the things God said and establish his word on this earth, then, thank God, we'll rise to a new level of faith, a living faith. We will walk in the level of life where we release the ability of God by the words of our mouth. We can release the ability of God within ourselves by the words of our mouth and cause his word and his power to become available to us. In the first chapter of Genesis, you will notice that every time God spoke, creation took place. Words are the carriers of faith. Hebrews 11:3, without words, there wouldn't have been any creation. Your words create images, and eventually you will live out the reality of that image. Every single time you speak your faith, it creates a stronger image inside you. If it is healing you desire, the healing image is created by God's word and your continual affirmation and agreement with it. Eventually, that image will be perfected by the word of God, and you will begin to see yourself healed. When the word is implanted into you, it infuses life into you, John 6:63 and Romans 8:11. Faith possesses reality. Faith gives substance to hope. Giving voice to your faith in God's word can also make you whole. So change what you say. If you are always speaking doom and gloom and failure, you will be defeated in this life. Set a watch on your mouth and stop those doubt-filled negative words. They do not agree with God. When things look bad, it's better to shut that mouth up than go around saying the wrong things. You'll dig yourself a hole so deep that you may never get out. The main thing to remember about this walk with Christ is how to fight. You know, we spend way too much time fighting that raggedy, defeated, no-fang-having, trickerization fool called the devil, Satan, Lucifer. Y'all know all his names. I don't want to spend too much time shining a spotlight on him, so I'll just say this. Fighting the devil is a waste of time if you don't keep his punk butt in the arena of faith. Let me say it again. Fighting the devil is a waste of time if you don't keep his punk butt in the arena of faith. The tests and tricks from the devil don't come to make you strong. They are meant to take you out. His plan is to steal, kill, and destroy, especially you married folks. He dispatched his top agents out against you the moment you said, I do. He said, oh, do you now? Let's just see about that. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, too. So you've had to activate that faith in order to stay married. Hello. I know I have. You've had to activate that faith to not slap fire out your children for talking back in their moments of temporary insanity, because that's what it had to be, right? Again, the only way to fight the devil is in the arena of faith. If you don't apply faith in the fight, he gonna get you. So please stop saying stuff like he is so busy or he's testing you. Just stop giving that fool that power that he deserves. If you really understood the enemy and his tactics, you'll know that he's already defeated, and the only fight as a Christian that we are required to fight is the good fight of faith. If you want to hear from God, get in the Word. You have to believe it with your heart and say it with your mouth. Our faith must be based on the Word of God. God is promising me things I can't see yet. What does the Word say? We have to act like God meant what he said. Also, know that some of the stuff God is telling you ain't even for you. So say law on that. God can do anything but fail. There's a time to pray. And there's a time to speak the word. This is what God says. The God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through ponding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies, they lie down and then can't get up. They snuffed out like so many candles. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. Because I'm about to do something brand new. I'm bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the badlands. Wild animals will say thank you, the coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided water in the desert, rivers through the sun-baked earth, drinking water for people I choose, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom-made to praise me. Isaiah 43:16-21. Thanks, Tanya, for that custom-made word. Faith, it does not make things easy, it makes them possible. Luke 1:37. Faith only appropriates what God has already provided by Jesus. If God hasn't already provided it, your faith can't make God do anything. You can't live in faith and fear. It's one or the other. Let faith be the bridge you build to overcome evil and welcome good. Trust in his timing. Rely on his promises. Wait for his answers. Believe in his miracles. Rejoice in his goodness. Relax in his presence. To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. Faith isn't the ability to believe long and far in the future. It's simply taking God as his word and taking the next step. Faith is all about believing. You don't know how it will happen, but you know that it will. Faith is believing in something when common sense tells you not to. Faith in God includes faith in his timing. That's Habakkuk 2:3. Faith includes noticing the mess, the emptiness and discomfort, and letting it be there until some light returns. The weakest part of my life can become the strongest part of my faith. God can restore what is broken and change it into something amazing. All you need is faith. Joel 2:25. So when your load is too heavy, remember God will help you and give you rest if you let him. Nothing is too big or too small for his attention because he cares and wants the best for you. Amen. I thank you. As we walk into Friday Night Live, who's on the line?
Hey, Dee Dee, it's Imani. How you doing?
Enjoyed your chair.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bom Quisha in the house.
Hey, hey.
Bom, bom, bom.
Hey, hey.
Leger is here.
Hey, Leger. Hey, everybody.
Hey. Hey, it's JC. How you guys doing?
Hey, JC. Anybody else? Well, thank you all for listening to my share this evening. Is anyone, did any new callers join? Does anybody have anything they want to share, add, say, do? Now is your time.
Was the recording on for tonight? Can we play it back?
Yes, it was recorded. I believe I heard the recording on air. Yeah, I believe it was, Brother Jeff.
Yeah, because I had a few distraction folks talking, and I was missing some of that key stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, how are you feeling, my brother? You feeling better?
Yeah, I feel better. I'm understanding now the reason why I was hurting so bad this morning, because I didn't take the muscle relaxers and the Motrin, and once I took it, I felt better. But I'm still going to the doctor Monday.
Oh, yeah. We know. Amen. We love you. We're waiting for that good praise report that you just need a vacation. That's it.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to say anything?
Good evening. It's Misty. I love
hey.
You.
Love you too, dear.
You know, I was listening to you as you began to speak tonight, and I just thought back to when we first started on this call, and you did that first Friday night when we had a traffic jam. Wow, you have grown tremendously. Mm-hmm. You sound so bold when you speak. I really enjoyed what you spoke about, and I'm sitting here kind of being walking in my Joshua-type faith, you know, being strong and courageous, because I've been in a warfare, and I mean to tell you, it's been on. I thank God for standing on His Word and learning who I am in Christ. Throughout this process, I've come to an even clearer understanding of the true authority I have, and I have to keep talking about them keys, because I had really set my keys down and was letting the car or my power and my authority be not used to the fullest, but by faith, I picked them keys up, and I've been really using and utilizing the authority that Christ has instilled in me as the author and finisher of my life. So I'm seeing the Jericho walls falling, you know, brick by brick. I've seen some things turn and relationships change. It's just been exciting to be in this process that I'm in right now. And it's not only for me, it's been for those close around me. I haven't spoken about it in detail to many people, but I have been able to just sit back and watch, because I don't want to, you know, expose anybody else's anonymity, because they're still growing through their process. But we're all enmeshed in this together. And so it's been really important that I stand on my faith and know who I was in Christ and allow Him to work out some things in me. And at some point I may be able to disclose it all, but right now it's still transpiring. And the other people have their walk to do, and I don't want to speak on anybody else as I'm talking about myself. But I thank God for the measure of faith that He gave me when I came back to Him, and where it's grown to from that day. And I'm just excited as to where He's going and what He's getting ready to do next. I thank God for the Army, my allies, because my allies that I aligned with as I came into this call, the people that we began to have relationships outside the phone call, are so important. And those relationships translate into relationships with my family members too. And I think that's what God wanted to transpire, that, you know, you build some relationships that can help some other people, just not for myself, but everybody that I'm involved with too. So thank you, Miss Dee Dee, for your share tonight. Keep growing, sister. You sound so strong.
Oh, thank you so much. I needed to hear that, because affirmations are or, you know, to hear someone else affirm you. It's not that I need it, but I'm grateful that someone else saw it because I'm feeling stronger, because this walk ain't no joke. I know everybody on the line knows that it is easier to talk. You know what I mean? It's easy to talk, but to actually walk it. And I'm really, really blessed because when my pastor decided to do the workshop on A Living Faith, I was like, I already took that. You know, some things I already thought I knew, but I've only taken two. There's going to be a total of six, so, and it'll be online. So once it's ready, I'll you know, give you guys all the information. But it's really, really pulled out some more stuff. And it's like, wow, I didn't even realize that. And, you know, just the breakdown is really helping me. And so even for me in that, in situations where I'm waiting for God or I'm waiting for a situation to change, I'm learning how to wait differently. So that's what I got out of it, to not always, you know, say, just be quiet, because that's what, even on Declare Victory, we're learning as a family how to be quiet and how to go find quiet and how not to say things, because words can, you know, we all know what words can do with Pastor Lavelle's Bible study on words, so I just kind of wanted to share that with you all. So hopefully somebody got something out of it. Thank you, Ms. D, and thank you, Brother Jeff, for sharing what you felt, what you heard or what you captured. Is there anybody else? Okay. So we have a quiet Friday. It's fine. It's Friday evening, and we probably have other things to do. So thank you for calling in. Make sure nobody has anything heavy. If anybody has anything else they want to share, now is the time.
Hey, Dee Dee, I was double muted again.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Okay. You always bring something to the table in my life. I can't speak for nobody else. Every time you open up your mouth, even if it's nothing funny, it's still something that's applicable to your life. This was on point about the living faith. Yeah, you know, You hear about faith, and you read about faith, but if you're not...
Uh-oh. Bible? Did we lose her?
Yeah, sound like it.
Uh-oh. Maybe give her...
Well, I'll speak. Hey, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Thank you so much. I'm at the gym, so I'm trying to get it in. I'm really trying to
go ahead, girl.
Walk out in every aspect.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The devil is a lie. He's trying to let nobody say nothing.
I was trying to say something.
Oh, go ahead. Lisa was talking, too, so go ahead.
Oh, well.
No, she got whatever's going on with the phone. Go
yeah,
ahead, Bubba.
Devil, he is a liar. Okay, what I was saying was, and in a nutshell, thank you for your heart share. It opened up Lisa gave me something else to think about as far as the living faith. Like I said, we can talk it all we want. We can, you know, read it all we want, but if we're not applying it, it's like faith without works is dead. So I'm thankful for you and your declarations. And you know I love you, Kelly.
I know you love me. I know you do, girl. I love you, too. I'm grateful for my bubbly. Did Lisa get back on? Okay. Anybody else? Everybody quiet tonight? Did nobody have nothing? Do anybody have anything they want to add or share or question or whatever?
Hi, Dee Dee. This is Valuable Valencita.
What's up, Double V?
Hey, thank you for your declaration. It was awesome as usual. I was just thinking of earlier today. I've been I had got a call from the school. My son, he's in high school. He's been having some challenges with him with behavior and grades and so forth. So been receiving a lot of calls, a lot of bad news and stuff. And so today I had a little breakdown. And they called and sent a message saying
I'm
he
to do it on
had
because,
not
okay.
attended
okay.
one of his
Wait a minute. Bubbly, mute your line, please, for a second.
Oh, you know what? That phone, the number on I'm not using that phone.
Go ahead, BB.
Okay. And so I got a call saying, you know, the message saying, your son has not attended one or more classes. And I thought, oh, my, this is it. I can't take no more. And, you know, I'm falling apart. and I called to see what was happening and, you know, went to their voicemail. Nobody could answer any questions. So I jump in my car and I go to the school because I'm thinking, is this boy somewhere in San Jose doing something he's not supposed to? And then all the worst things start coming in my head, and then I had to stop myself. You know, like I get on the call almost every morning, I pray, and here I am falling apart. And I don't even know exactly what happened. So I forced myself to stop the negative thoughts, stop the negative talk, and just start confessing and you know, and just claiming that my child has the victory. He's a child of God. He's been committed unto the Lord. No weapon formed against him will prosper. But I'm mad at myself that I fell apart first. You know, so work in progress. But thank you for your declaration, and I appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing that, and it's funny that you share what you share because that's a process that we're all going through. But one thing I got this past week was the pray, and I know we're prayer call, and it's good. But when we're praying, and we're not believing it, and that's where I think that belief comes in because sometimes you were praying for stuff and we want to see it. You know what I mean? We are in a microwave society. We want it quickly because everything's fast. But sometimes it's not time. A lot of times it's not time. But situations like what you went through today, that's when you got to speak the word, what you did. You got to, and it's natural to get, because that's your baby. Why wouldn't you? I mean, if you were super human, you know what I mean? It's like, I think sometimes we put too much on tripping or fretting because that's what we do. That's your child. I would do the same thing because getting to that, not knowing the unknown, but when you speak his word back to him, he'll give you peace. And that's what we have to remember. Oh, pray, pray, pray. Yeah, praying is good, but you got to repeat. That's why when you get the word in you, you can speak it back to him. That's why you say, no, I'm not going, you know, just speak the word back. That's what faith is, and I had to really go through that, too, because I had an episode where my son was at, he got jumped, him and three of his friends got jumped by, like, 15 boys, and although I was, like, four X's away, I know what you're saying. This was a while ago. I wasn't who I was today, because today I probably would have still panicked and went ham and all that, but just speak the word. That's what I'm learning, to speak the word, because he will not, will not return back. God hears. He knows. And he'll give you that peace that you need to get to the school and work it out. But we're lifting up your son. I am. I always pray for kids because I've been there, done that, and I know how it is. They go through an adjustment period. And then we got to remember, our babies are dealing with stuff we didn't even have to deal with when we were in school. They got so many things that they're facing in these schools. So definitely continue to keep him lifted, and you too, and pray that the school, the teachers, the kids, everybody that's around him will see the light in him, and he'll just get it. Because it's possible. I got you, sister. I love you, and I'm grateful for you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, and love you too.
I like what you just said about praying and speaking, or praying the word. Mm-hmm. That's what this warfare that I'm in has shown me. Mm-hmm. The word, speaking the word, is so important, and to think it out, living it means, for me, is being ongoing, that ing, continuously ongoing, no matter what's going on. And trusting the process that God said he would do this thing from generation to generation. So it didn't stop with me. That means my children are covered, and some of us have been living under the prayers of those who are gone on, the heavenly host that's watching over us. So as I've been going through this process, staying in the word and praying the word, finding the scriptures that apply to the particular situations that I've been addressing, and I'm telling you, if the Lord don't show up big, I'm literally seeing the walls crumble, you know, and it's because I'm not just like, Lord, help me to get through this and hold my patience or hold my peace, Lord, talk to these people, but it's actually going into the word. Lord, you already told me that this is not a warfare with the flesh, that we're fighting it on a different level, so I need to get equipped and stay equipped on that level where I can fight this warfare from where it's coming from the spiritual realm.
That's so true. That's so true. You got to pray for, you know what I mean? It's like you're going through physical things in your body. So pray for your healing. Speak to Jehovah Rapha specifically. Go to the healer. You know what I'm saying? So it is. Speak the word back to him. But you got to know the word in order to speak the word. You know, and it's not like praying is not a good thing, because it is, but 24 hours of people being on prayer, you know, the shut-ins, and that's good. I'm not knocking anything. I don't want to say that. But if you're not believing it, you got to believe it. You got to believe it. You know, you can't pray with one eye open and just go, you know, like the Missouri. We ain't from Missouri. You ain't got to show me, because most of the time what we're praying for is not going to manifest itself right away, and you got to be patient, and you got to know that it's God's time, and he's going to do what he want to do when he want to do it anyway. So worrying and not, you know, that's not helping. But, of course, again, like Ms. D, like you said, all of us are different, and all of us have to get it when we get it, and our walks are our walks. So I'm just grateful. And that you, like you said, you heard a boldness. And I have gotten bolder, because I'm going to tell y'all, I don't ask for prayer a lot, because I've learned to tap in for myself. And that's not knocking nobody else. Pray all you want. Request prayer all you want. But I don't have time, because there's times when the declare victory number might not be available. I got to go to him for myself on my own behalf, and I intercede for anybody. But I get up at 4:30 every morning. I drive from Richmond to San Ramon, so I may hit Highway 4, Highway 680, Highway 24, just depending on which way I go. Deers are running in front of the car. I'm getting almost ran off the road by big rigs. It's a journey just to get from, I'm getting emotional. Think about it, just from getting to, from home to work. And I'm sure Lisa and everybody else that commutes can understand this. So I'm already in that mode. And I know I'm silly, but a lot of my fun stuff is a mess. It's for me. It keeps me, if that makes any sense to anyone. I got to laugh. I got to joke to keep from crying. So I got to keep myself lifted up. I got to encourage myself. Because it's not a joke. And by the time I make it to San Ramon, then there's a whole nother war, because you're fighting demons in the building, because there's demonic forces all around these jobs, and especially now because jobs are leaving, and every time you walk in, Diane can say and attest to it too, I see stuff on people. You know what I mean? Because people are desperate. Folks are losing their jobs. They're losing their livelihood. So every day going into a corporate building, you don't know if somebody's going to shoot up the place, or somebody going to come, because that's where we're at. That's the time that we're in. And they're contracting in other races from other countries. And sometimes it's a hostile environment, because you may take somebody's position. So it's a lot going on. So that, for me, I mean, I will put in prayer requests, but I know what to do. We all know what to do. We got to apply that stuff. We got to speak the word, and we got to believe it as intercessors. That's what I'm saying. So I just appreciate you guys. I can't say it enough, and I do mean that. Friday Night Live is not Dee Dee Felder's call. It's Declare Victory's call. It's a Friday night. It's like a Friday Night Live. So if you got something you want to, somebody might be holding on to a testimony they need to share to get healed or help someone else heal. We all have stuff. So whatever, no matter how big or small it is, share. That's how we help each other. Share it. It don't got to be nothing. I mean, if you just want to tell your story, that's what this is for. Just say, hey, and then we'll give you the floor, because that's what this is for. So I just want you guys to know that. Uh-huh.
This is Diane. Okay.
Hey, Diane.
Ms. D, and you said the key word. You got to stay in the word, because it's the word that's going to heal you. It's the word that's going to deliver you. It's the word that's going to save you. It's the word that's going to heal you. So you got to get that word in you in order to call back God's word to you, because he honors his word. And that's the word that you are going to battle with. So you need to get as much word in you as you can, especially those that are praying every day on this call, because you're on the front line and the devil is after you because you're praying for everybody else. That's why calls were dropping early, because he don't want you to know. He don't want you to know, so you got to get that word in you. And the more you stay in the word, the more your faith grows. Stay in the word. You can't get enough word in you, because that word is what you need to battle with. The word of God. That's how Jesus battled with the word against Satan. He combat Satan with the word. And we have to do the same thing, because he gave us an example. This is what you're going to have to do. Because they persecuted me, you too will be persecuted all kinds of ways. We just don't know from day to day, because we're living in the end times, and we're closer to the end times than you think. So you need to get that word in you, that your faith may be strengthened. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing. That was good.
Amen. D1, that's real stuff right there. Mm-hmm. And one thing I just wanted to add, my phone, oops, I'm almost tired of the phone. I'm supposed to be on. Hang on a sec. Get that issue, sorry. For me, I'm learning in this faith walk just recently about, you know, I'd be so busy worrying about, you know, relationships, physical relationships, and get lost in that, to where now my focus now is more getting my relationship cultivated with Jesus, because that's the relationship that I'm working on the most. That's the, and like Diane said, and I hear her in my sleep sometimes about staying in that word. You may not believe it, because I'll be like sleeping. I was like, wait a minute, I need to get in my word. I need to get in my word, stay in my word. And I can just hear her saying that. And it's like, you know what? Okay, I'm trying to figure out, why can't I sleep? Because I need to be in my word. You know what I mean? And it's just real. It's becoming so real and so key for my life. I thank God for Friday Night Live, because, you know, that was my first declaration or my first heart share when I was able to start my process of healing. And, you know, you can, I don't know if anybody else can feel it or see it or hear it in me, but I can see the growth in me from just from 6 months ago, not years ago, but 6 months ago. I'm thinking about where I've come from there, and it's because of my Declare Victory family and the opportunities that are presented in front of us. And I just want to, you know, piggyback on what Dee Dee said. You know what? If you got something to share, this is the place to start. If you don't, you know, don't want to, you know, do the morning calls or something else, this is it right here. This is your platform to let's set yourself free, get yourself healed, and then also share it, because somebody else may be going through that very same thing and you holding on to it. So hey, I just want to just encourage you that this is it right here. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Bubbly. Hello, everyone. My name is LaBelle Jones. And
hi, LaBelle.
Well, hello, Pastor LaBelle.
And I agree with Bubbly. This is the most awesomest platform to display and share, because nobody judges you. Nobody judges you. You can be totally transparent in this setting, and it's amazing. It is amazing. And the year or so, over a year now, I've been on Declared Victory. I've watched so many of you just grow with holy boldness, and God using my sister Dee Dee for this platform for Friday night. I want to say it's awesome, and I enjoy just tuning in, just listening. I don't say a lot all the time, but I'm listening. Muted.
Well, I love you, my brother. I thank you. And I will tell Mom that you actually because she asked me, do he be able to come? Thank you for that. I love you so much. And thank you. I appreciate it, because your TNT class, that's another one. My God, you need to get jumped every day for that particular that Bible study, Be Off the Chain, for whoever haven't gotten on the Tuesday night TNT Bible study. Pastor LaBelle's putting it down. So
putting it down.
We've been through Philippians. We about to finish James. I don't know where we're going next. It don't even matter, but I'm going. So,
amen.
Thank you, brother, for sharing.
Hey, Dee Dee, this is Arlita. I just want to say.
Hold on. I got to. This is my sister. Hey, boo.
Hey, I just really appreciate the platform, and to be able, you know, on this call at this time, just the platform that you are laying down for this call. So I truly appreciate that, and just being able to be real and be you and just speak and say what's on your mind. So I just wanted to say, I appreciate that. And so I really enjoy, am enjoying this call tonight, really am. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, sister. I love you.
Love you more.
And I just want to add that when what you said about having a forum to speak when we all get on here and we're transparent and, you know, we are edifying one another, it gives us that safe place to speak. It gives me a safe place to really just be honest about where I'm at and to share my experiences through the Word. Arlita, I remember when you were on that first Friday night call we did and how you were the anchor. And, you know, I used to just get mesmerized listening to your voice at the end of the call every week. Thank you for just jumping in and sharing right now. I'm glad we're here together.
Yeah, y'all
too,
don't know that.
Me too.
That blessed me so much that y'all, you know what I'm saying, that just because it's Friday, you know what I'm saying, and we've worked all week and, whew, but it's a blessing that those who take time out, it truly is a blessing because I know it's helped me. I don't even do anything but get ready for this call on Fridays unless, you know, like last week my brother-in-law celebrated his 40th birthday, and it was a blessing because his mom died at childbirth, and so I had to be a part of his celebration. It's Maddie's youngest brother, which is really his cousin, but Maddie's mom raised him since birth, so that's baby brother, and we've connected in such a way that I don't even understand it. And so as we were celebrating his birthday, of course, he's blowing out the kiss cake, and his eyes just welled with tears, and he was just giving God praise, and he was, you know, sending up love to his mom because she didn't get to hold him or nothing like that. So I'm learning when God's telling me to do something, I needed to be there, if that makes any sense. So I just wanted to let y'all know that I appreciate y'all for showing up. That's it. And for however the dialogue goes, sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes people don't want to talk or whatever, don't have anything to say, and that's fine because it's okay. We're learning. Those that do declarations, I'm going to be honest, that sometimes it's like, ooh, you know, you're thinking, did I say, you know, was it okay when there's silence? But thanks to Tanya and Ms. D, I'm going to be real, learning that, and Lisa too, learning it's okay. If you read a whole declaration and not one person says anything, it's okay because somebody got something out of it.
So, amen.
That's it.
Amen. I'm back.
There you go, Lisa.
I was sitting in that sauna and my phone just said, uh-uh, it's too hot, so it just shut off. So I was saying that while Ms. D was just talking, you know, I was thinking about, you're talking about living faith, and it's something how, you know, we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory, and our faith is often tried and tested, but it comes to perfect our faith and to increase our faith. Even though we've been given the measure of faith, it's just like a muscle that has to be exercised, and you don't know how you're going to go through and handle anything until you actually experience it. But the more that we go through is the thing that I think sometimes we miss. We don't, you know, like set up those monuments or those memorials that I did a declaration on and that Ms. D talks about, you know, remembering what God did for us in the past, knowing that if he did it before, he's going to do it again, and then not expecting God to show up the same way he did last time by putting him in a box or looking for it one way and we missed the other way. And then I reminded how, you know, that man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. That's the beauty of God, that he is like, he ain't putting as much pressure on us as we put on ourselves sometimes, I believe.
That's it. That's it right there. You said it.
Yeah.
More
Lisa,
pressure on us than God does. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And Lisa, uh-huh. I like that part when he said, Lord, I believe would help me with my unbelief, because what he was simply saying is that I ain't playing church games with myself, and my faith blunders from time. My faith blunders from time to time. So, I mean, and that's why I tell people all the time, you're not strong all the time. And sometimes you need this group. And sometimes you may even need a laugh on a Friday night. You know, you've dealt with the pressures of the work week all week long and stuff. And sometimes you may need Dee Dee or somebody just to make you laugh or something because, you know, this is where you can be totally transparent. You know, and that's what the man said. I'm not playing church games. I need you to understand, I ain't playing with this.
Right. I'm struggling right here.
Right. There you go.
I like how you said Dee Dee, because, I mean, I'm, you know what you laughing at, because I ain't, you know, I don't know what you think you're trying to say, Brother Pastor Neville.
Yeah,
Brother,
you know you're
funny.
You know you're
trying to get at me sideways.
Dee Dee. Diddy, we can turn around
and
any given day. and you see a post, you ain't even got to look at the name. You, I just say, that's Stevie.
Really? Because I'm so shy. Somebody else told me that, too, but I don't know. Y'all pray for me. I don't know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Did I hear somebody say that they were shy?
Yes, Brother Jeff. You didn't know that?
No, I mean,
I'm with you, Sarge.
Yeah, I got to make sure you don't Vaseline them knuckles down.
I'm shyer than most people think. Just know that. When you get to know me, you'll see it. But, you know, I mean, y'all getting to know me. Y'all kind of know me. Some that really know me. Like Nisi, I'd be glad Nisi don't be on the call because Nisi, she busts me out all the time. But I'm saying, yes.
This is Imani. I just wanted to thank you.
I'm going to call you Johnny Cochran, even though he dead. You ain't dead, but I'm just saying, you Johnny Cochran.
I just want to thank you for your faithfulness. You, when on the Clear Victory Line in the morning, you're always so faithful. If no one speaks, you always speak a word of encouragement from your post that you do online. Like Pastor LaBelle said, you can always make us laugh. And for that, I'm truly grateful. And I really enjoyed your share about that you have to speak the word. Because when I went in there like Johnny Cochran, as you said on Monday, I had to keep murmuring under my breath Psalms 91, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And that's what got me through. And my faith withers back and forth. You know, my name means faith, Imani. I mean, I go back and forth. But I like what Lisa said about exercising that faith muscle. The more I go through, the stronger I get with my faith. Because the first time I went to court, I was shaking in my boots. I mean, I was terrified, you guys. And the second time, it was a little better. Then I had to meet my brother's sisters, my first aunt on my dad's side. And that was a little scary. But this time, I didn't have the fear. I said, God got me. I mean, I didn't go in there like I was no Wonder Woman, but, I mean, I was almost there. I was like, he got this. You know, so my faith muscles are just growing each and every day. And I know it's because of the trials. Had I not gone through all of that, my faith wouldn't be as strong as it is now. I mean, I really went in there, and I just knew that God really had me. And when they said that he didn't have the authority to ask me for that accountant, come on, y'all. With no lawyer, I had to give God all the praise. I was skipping and dancing outside that courtroom like a crazy lady, and I didn't care. But so I really enjoyed your share, and I enjoyed you know, just hearing people share, because when you share and open up your mouth, you don't know what you say that can help someone else on this line just get through the day. And sometimes that's all it is. We're just trying to get through the day. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Imani. I love you. I love them boys. I'm so proud of your boys. Those are my babies. I love you guys. And Cedric, the husband. Amen.
Hey, Didi, can I say one more thing?
Yes, Bubbly. You can say whatever you want to say, Lipstick.
No, I was just sitting here thinking about Miss D and Renee before I even met Renee. Mm-hmm. When they were doing Friday Night Live, she has that voice. And it's not just so much the sound. It was just you can hear the heart. And when I finally met her, I was like, wow, that's that chick. that's all I can say. Oh, that's that chick. That was on Traffic Jam. And I just thank God for her and the friendship that we have developed and the sisterhood that we have developed. I just love you. I don't know if she's still on the line. And I just love you.
You know what was a trip? Because even Lisa, I think we talked about it on the women's call about the connection. So get this. Okay, so Renee and I are from the same, you know, we grew up in the same city. She went to one high school. I went to another, but we knew mutual people, but we never really got to know each other until Facebook. And then we came to meet because one of her friends had passed away, and it touched my heart, so I reached out to contribute to the lady who passed away's son. And so we kind of connected that way, and then with us having mutual friends, it just connected. So then when we met, like Bubbly said, it just blessed me because she is
such a loving person, and she's been through so much, and she's kind, and she's real, and she's raw. And then we're both feisty because we will fight in the spirit, but just being honest, because I ain't delivered from the physical. Y'all keep praying for me. She's like that. We'll kind of, you know, if we need to. But she's a good mother. She's an excellent mother. And then her son was playing basketball, and my son had already went through it, so I was able to share some stuff with her because she was being hit by all these fake mentor coaches, and I was just giving her game on, don't believe half the stuff these Negroes tell you because they really just trying to get with you, and it's true. So just over the course of her introducing me to Declare Victory, this is where we are, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing because our bond has gotten stronger. She's taken my son on and my other kids, and her brother Locke is loving on my son. So we are truly family. My mother has adopted her. My mama adopted all y'all, but she truly has adopted Renee. So I just want to say, Renee, thank you, because you are the one that told me to call Declare Victory. And I was like I think Lady Cindy said, hey, that's too early. I'm trying to go to work. I'm trying to listen to Steve Harvey. I'm trying to get my, you know, I had all these excuses. But once I called and I started calling in and I started realizing that they just as crazy as I am. And they got issues too. And they, you know, so thank you, Renee. I love you. And you know I got you. I pray for you. I know you. I know what you're going through. I feel you when you don't know it. So I just love you, sister. And, you know, Dee Dee, Maddie, all our, my, everybody love you. You know, you can come over here and get some more bowling lessons that you didn't listen to, but that's a whole other story. So
you I love you and your family so much, Dee Dee, and your mom, your entire family. You just don't know. Your spirit, your soul is just, you are, through whatever, your heart is so pure, and I just love you to death for your realness and just the bond. I could tell the connection that we had. I just love you to death. And Bubbly, girl, I love you like crazy. Our talks on our way to church, just the way we talk and just the person you are, just always so vibrant, always there. I truly appreciate you. I do, from the bottom of my heart. Please know that. Love you guys. Y'all can make me cry, and I got
to
go.
I'm telling you, I'm supposed to say stop. You're about to make me cry.
You
can
cry.
Cry.
It's good, girl.
I love you to life. Just know that. And I love you. And her son. Go ahead. You got to tell where Don is, because if you don't, that's big. I don't even know. You ain't said nothing, because we could pray for that. That's a big deal, sister.
He's right now, he's just like, you know. Because it's rough for him, because it's a lot of politics where
mm-hmm.
he's at. It's just rough. You guys, just pray for him. My baby is at Berkeley. He's at UC Berkeley playing. He's redshirting and going to school.
Praise God.
Just pray for him.
Hi.
You know, it's rough being a single mom, but guess what? God is so good, and he is able. He's been so able. So just keep me in your prayer, because, like you guys said, this is an open platform. I'm going through a lot right now. I'm battling a lot right now, but I know that God is with me. He will never leave me. He will see me through. He is right there. He has me. He got me. I know that. But still, we do go through things. I'm just glad he loves me enough to take me through them, and he's there with me. So just stand in prayer with me.
Amen.
Love you guys.
So, Renee, so as far as Don goes, because with the college thing and the political thing, you know, I already know, because, you know, they came and recruited my baby to go to school, and they treated him like Kunta Kinte. But so I got it. I know exactly how to war to keep his. So we need to pray for Don's psyche, because, you know, I don't know about any brothers that's been to school. I ain't no dude, but I know what my 26-year-old son went through, was one of the star players for the Bay Area, had to go to a D2, not had to, because thank you, Jesus, he has a degree. I'm not mad at it. But it's just so demonic. My son was up in White, Oregon. I'm sorry if there's any people that aren't black on the phone. I'm not being racist. I'm just being honest. His coach came down, recruited my baby, got him up there, and treated him like boo-boo. And my son went through a lot mentally, emotionally, but it made him a stronger person. I wanted to go do the fool, but God said no. My ex-husband kind of probably didn't help my son, because the coach was trying to break him. And to this day, I don't know what that was about. It was an attack. Well, make a long story short, my son, who, if you met him, you know what kind of young man he is. He befriended a pastor up in town, and the pastor started being like a mentor to the team. Some of these kids are from Hawaii, from all over the world, Alaska. My son has said, Mom, thank you for the way you raised me because I know the Lord for myself and I know how to battle. Because when my son presented to the coach that they wanted to start having prayer before the game or, you know, just have this pastor come in and mentor the kids, do you know that coach said, nope, he wouldn't allow it? So they did it anyway. So it's so many things that these young men and young women go through when they go away to school that we have to know how to fight. So that's why I brought up Don, because I know with being redshirted, and like you said, it's so political, and it's not fair because they work hard. They put in the sweat and the tears and the dedication for somebody to play games with these young people is not right. So that's why I wanted to say Don.
It's just like remember the movie Higher Learning?
Mm-hmm.
And remember when he ran track and what someone had said to him about, well, I think it was Ice Cube, and he had said to him in the movie about what he was, it was, I'll say it, I mean, this is over, he told him, run, nigga, run,
because
mm-hmm. you got to run for your education.
Mm-hmm.
And so my son is feeling that pressure right now. That's how he's feeling because he's explained that to me. And then the politics with, you know, the alumni, and they might not be that great of a player, but, you know, they fought, their parents didn't
money.
Put in the West Wing,
yep. mm-hmm.
you know. And so it's like, nah, you got to sit this one out because,
yep.
you know. So just little things like that. And I'm trying to tell him to just focus on education. Focus
mm-hmm.
on your education.
Because guess
focus
what? What God has for him is for him, and it doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter. No alumni, no coach, no nothing can stop what God has for your child. So that's why I stay on a wall for these babies. I'm an advocate because I know what my son went through. And it almost cost him. Somebody committed suicide when my son was up at school because they didn't have a family to go home to. They didn't have an understanding mother. You know what I mean? The family was pressuring the kid to stay in school no matter what. So I just wanted to say there might be somebody else that need to hear this. It might not be college issue, but it may be something else. So God knows what he's doing. He really does.
Yeah. My nephew's in high school, and he's experiencing that pretty much all his life being in Modesto. But, yeah, his mom can have some conversations with you all. Okay, tell me, what's a red shirt?
Red shirt means that he will sit out his freshman year. So he cannot touch the ball. He cannot play. He will not be playing. He just has to condition, practice, you know. And but he cannot touch the ball.
Okay.
What sport does he play?
Thank you.
He plays basketball. He plays basketball.
Oh, I thought it was football. Thank you.
No, it's basketball. And the sad, not the sad part, I don't want to say that, but sometimes what happens is there's always another player. And like she said, the player may not even be as talented, but who it is. You know what I mean? If it's the president's son or whoever, and they've donated mm-hmm. a West Wing, that child going to
yeah.
get put over your child because that's what happens.
Yeah, they have the gallows and just so. But I totally understand. But, you know, the good thing, though, is that no matter what, God's will be done and
yeah.
it will prevail. It's just a matter of you guys as parents, because I'm not. But my sister, you know, just talking her through it and talking her off the fence sometimes, you know, because, sometimes it will take you guys there. I understand that. But as she has just been able to hold her peace, it's amazing what doors that God will open and has opened for my nephew. That man tried to absolutely shut down. And it's amazing what we look at is we find some good in it anyway. The times when he was sitting on the bench knowing doggone well he should have been playing, he was there for being hurt, you know, and so now he's in his senior year and he's starting because the other man, the young man that was starting, he ended up with an injury and he can't play for the whole season. So it's like, and I'm not saying that to say God made this happen to the young man. I'm just saying that now my nephew has an opportunity because, they had to go to him, but he should have been playing in the first place. And it's totally so about the money, and it's about, you know, color, unfortunately.
Hey, Lisa,
yeah.
you know what?
You're right.
When my son got to Oregon, how you going to make my son, he's a freshman coming from the Bay Area, the coach made him team captain, but wasn't playing them like he should have been. So when we would go up to the games, of course, or they come, because one day I had to drive all the way to Reading for a game on a Thursday night, and some of the alumni that would be at the games would say, your son is the best player on the team. So it was, you know, the coach was doing that to him. So I'm like, well, how you got him the team captain, and you know, he's a freshman. So it's a lot.
So he don't quit.
Some of those real cities up north, and like he called me one day, he said, Mom, because y'all have seen his picture, he was born with a beard, but no, I'm joking. But he said, just being in that arena with those people, and he's on the free throw line, and they're saying some derogatory stuff, for him to be able to deal with that, you know, the N-word, and, you know, just all kind of stuff, it made him stronger. He's a really strong young man. Mm-hmm, it really has. And being able to assist others. He has so many people that he's helped mentally and spiritually, because a lot of the kids I've met, one year the team was coming back from somewhere, and they stopped at my house, and we had a barbecue for them, and they couldn't believe our relationship. They couldn't believe, you know, how my mom is, how we are, because a lot of those kids don't have that. They don't have families, and it's sad. So my son has befriended so many young people who were suicidal. But, you know, he's become like a mentor to them. And now I get so many text messages, and, you know, I have that many Facebook friends because they all call me Mom. And they know I always have my door open. If they need anything, they can call or come over or come eat, come sleep. Even when they're traveling, you know, through town, they'll come stop by. One had to sleep, spend a night. He was talking about getting a hotel room. Why would you do that? And you're just getting up at 6 o'clock and hitting the road to go to L.A.? You're going to stay here. So that's what it's about.
Look at that blessing.
Yeah, it's something, but, you know, God will see him through, and it is truly not about not being able to play. It just stems back from his entire, you know, high school career and things, and just to see how you know, coaches and things, just people, you know, it's just adversity. He's seeing how people are, you know,
are
users, and they're going to be users in the world, and to see how things are shady. I mean, I really think he possibly doesn't want to play, you know, basketball, but he doesn't want me to have to, you know, pay for college. And I informed him that, you know what, I got this, whether you put a ball in your hand or not, I got this. So, you know, but, you know, him being my kid and me having to raise my, you know, three children alone, he's just looking out for his mama, you know. It's just a lot. It's just a lot going on, you guys. So just you know, keep us in
prayer.
We got
you, sister.
I'm not
we got you.
No
commend y'all.
We got you. Been there through it, still going through it, and it don't change when they get grown.
Sure,
though. So you know, Nay. You know. Got you lifted.
Thank you, guys. I love everybody so much. Thank you.
Love
guys.
You, too. You keep doing your thing. I see you. I'm watching you. Anybody else got anything? This has been just a blessing. Anybody else want to share anything? So we can lift up Vivi's son, because we know, and anybody else's child, grandchild, niece, nephew, Lisa, your nephew, keep him covered. Anybody's nephew, the son, our boys, our girls. Thank God for Rosanna's praise report. Her son, that could have went all bad, so I was thinking about that all week, so grateful to God that he blocked that, so that's a blessing. We have so many things to be thankful for on a daily basis, so I'm just grateful. You can hear my nephew outside playing on the bike. I'm going to go out there and ride with him. So does anybody else have anything before we close for the Friday night? Ouch.
Hey, cousin, this is Tiffany.
Tiff. Oh, hey. Tiffany, I've been seeing you and my cousin cupcaking. No.
Oh, we trying.
Go ahead.
But it's been good. It's been good.
Good.
We've been talking a lot. We've been getting along, and it's been good, so I think we're going to be all right.
Y'all are going to be all right. Y'all come over here.
We are going to be all right.
And laugh at me and Maddie, and then you'll be like, okay, they crazy. So.
Right. Same bloodline.
We
but
still have
to
do
say
our
couple's
date. Did you want to share something, sweetie pie?
Well, I just wanted to say I love you. I love all of you guys. I just want to say, you know, I don't say a whole lot because, like you said earlier, I have a shy side, and it's like people I really know I can talk my face off, and then I kind of get quiet, you know, when I don't know everyone really well. But I'm just trying to grow more and use my voice more and just speak up more. And I just wanted to, you know, just let everyone know that I am truly growing, you know, on this call, on the morning call. I mean, I spent a lot of my adult, you know, life just always worrying, never seeking God. I was trying to figure out things myself. And ever since I've been on this call, I'm just learning how to trust and depend and lean on God more. And it's increasing my prayer life. And I'm just, you know, being more positive instead of just being negative and looking at the negative side of every situation. So, you know, just listening sometimes, not always talking, just keeps encouraging me. And I just, you know, appreciate, you know, hearing everyone's testimony, hearing everyone's stories. And it helps me. It helps me to keep growing and to keep trusting and keep having faith and keep believing. And, it, and you know, I just wanted to say that.
I put it on mute. Thank you, cousin, so much for that. And I thank you because you did do a declaration on Friday Night Live, and it was so beautiful and it was so touching. It touched my heart, and I thank you for that. And we are looking forward to the next one. Yay! Oh.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go celebrate just yet.
You know what that means.
Oh, yeah, she got me.
She
got me.
She after you.
See, now my stomach hurting already.
Your stomach, girl, please. Like my mama said, go use the bathroom if your stomach hurts.
Right.
But, yeah, I look forward to tonight. I'm so grateful that we are family. Isn't God good? We're just connected. That's beautiful. I love that. So thank you. Is anyone else? Before we say good night, I might sing. I miss Brother Eric with his loud self. I hope him and Juju on a date or something. Anybody else want anything to say? Brother Jeff, we're lifting you up in prayer for more comfort from your back. Let's say Valacita's son, Lisa's nephew, Don. Anybody else? Was there anybody else that we needed to cover tonight? Erica's babies, Tunisia, me.
You can add my son. You can add my son to that list.
Your son, what's his name?
Raheem.
Raheem. We adding Raheem to the list. Anybody,
you can add my kids, too.
Got your babies, of course. Got Diane's children and grandchildren. Yes, we do. We got them lifted up. And Dion's boys and Tanya's kids and everybody's kids. Sister Diamond Gale. She's been our sister in Chicago. Her family as well. And Timothy Alexander White and his daughter and LaBelle Jones.
Oh, have we heard about Maddie? I haven't heard from Michelle. How's Maddie?
No, you know what? I'm glad you said that. Let me send her. I haven't, because she went to see her father, right?
Uh-huh, she did.
And we haven't heard. Let me see where she is.
Huh?
Their message.
Yeah.
And anybody that we used to hear, there's a few people who's, I miss their voices, but because I don't know what's going on, I've just been praying for them, so I'm sure you guys have to. Okay, I just sent her a message. Pray for Ravonda's kids and everybody's kids. Anybody? Lisa? Pray for you?
I went back on mute. Yes, please.
No, I got you. Everybody on the call. Oh, my goodness. I wish, you know what? We need to start taking roles. So I know. Miss D, how could I? You know I can't ever forget Miss D. I love Miss D. That's my childhood sister girl. Diane, of course, I said her. Okay.
Oh, DD, can we call out Maddie's name as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Madison. You didn't mean Madison, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. I have a niece named Maddie, but yes, Madison.
Okay, well, we got Maddie, and then I have a husband named Maddie, so I'm like, I pray for that Negro all the time, but I can put him on it. So Maddie, Madison.
That's right.
Anybody else?
Jada.
She's the one that was getting harassed at school.
I wrote that
down on
my calendar at work.
It wasn't even a boy. It's a girl that's harassing
her. A girl is picking on her?
Sexually harassing her.
Oh,
saying,
you know what? That's like the third time I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Know how to pray for that. How old is Jada?
11.
Ooh, okay.
I've been praying all day.
I appreciate that. Praise God.
So,
thank
are
you.
The parents, have you, are the other girls' parents involved at all?
Well, Jada's mom was a little, a little crazy sometimes. So she went and approached the girl yesterday and told her not to talk to her daughter, but it's what she said. You know, I don't know if their kid's on the line, but basically she was just saying how every time she sees her, it makes her moist.
At 11? Oh, God.
She's, okay. No, 14. The 14-year-old said it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had a history of abuse in the past,
mm-hmm.
you know, a situation. So this just kind of builds on top of that situation. And she's struggling. And I was just praying, Lord, just give me the words to say to her and how to build up her faith and, you know, how to trust you. Because she's like, she calls me Tia, and she's like, Tia, she goes, how come, if God loves us, how come he lets bad things happen to people? You know, so having that, to explain that to a child, and just, you know, she's just kind of going through it, and I see why, I know why, but, you know, devil can't have her. He cannot have her. So just, you know, I just appreciate y'all joining me and touching and agreeing that, you know, God will just cover her and give her peace and let her know that we're there for her and that she's not going through this alone.
So is your goddaughter in high school? Isn't 14 high
no,
school and 11?
No, she's 11. She's only 11. The girl that's saying these things to her is 14. And why she's there, I'm not sure. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's not even in school. She's in the after school program. That's what it is, actually.
Oh.
So she's in the after school program. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for shedding that light so we can get a better understanding how to pray,
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's another reminder, exactly like I said, there's so many things that these kids are dealing with that we didn't have to. Oh, raggedy devil. Take dominion over all of that stuff, shut some stuff down, and we speak the word, you know what I'm saying? And cover Jada, and even pray for that confused little girl.
Little
that's
girl,
14.
That's what I said.
Talk about she moist. You need to go somewhere and sit down. See, I'm not, I'm sorry. Let me go back into the word. Okay, bring it back in. Bring it back,
thank you all.
We got you, okay. Hallelujah. Let me go into the word. Anybody else? Got me fired up. Ooh, Jesus. So we
good to know I'm not the only one that when you've been messing with somebody that I care about, we just kind of go back and be like, okay, Jesus, bring me back.
Oh, but we got to remember the battle is against the forces of evil. That's really what makes me not, because I can nut up. I ain't even going to act like Lavelle said, you're on always. No, because I don't. I have to catch myself, and I got to remember that we are not, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you got to hit it from a spiritual side. Man, if it, okay, let me stop, because I'm being silly because I'm tired now. But we know that Satan is on a manhunt, so we got to knock him down because he's defeated, and cover our families, our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our soon-to-be spouses, our parents, our everybody. We just cover and declare victory as a whole for everything and know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The weapons are going to form, but they won't work, because what God is going to do is disappoint the devil's plans and everything. We just got to believe that. We got to stand on his promises, even when it looks bad, even when we get those phone calls, when we get those text messages, when we see stuff on Facebook like my friend folks posting RIP and the family don't even know people dead. Can we stop doing that? That's just crazy. Don't say RIP to somebody before, you know, you hear somebody died and you, anyway, that's a whole other story. We just got to be mindful of what's going on. It's an attack. It's a spiritual warfare. But God is equipping us victors. I really feel the connection amongst those frontliners and those regular, you know, I know you guys do too. I just feel like we're just like he's weaving us. You know what I mean? I just feel a connection to my people. I can't even explain it. I just know that we're on assignment, and we are on the battlefield. And so we got to be relentless and not give up and keep fighting, even when it's hard. Keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting, fighting a good fight of faith. So that's it for me. If anybody else want to pray, go ahead, because I'm going to mute. Could somebody pray us out, please?
I will. Oh, excuse me. Father God, we come before you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for this time, Father God. We thank you for our Declare Victory family, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the tenacity of our sister Dee Dee Feldman, who just comes through with so much power in her words and what she says, Lord God, to just strengthen and encourage us, Lord God. Continue to build her up in her life, Lord God, in her marriage, in her family life. Everything that she does, God, cover and keep her and touch her, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for prayer, because we know prayer changes things, Father God. We come in and we call it, I can't remember every name, but God, you know every name that was called out, Lord God. We trust and believe that you can cover and keep everything that we say, everything that we pray to you, that you will take care of and handle it for us, Lord God, because we know you are strong and mighty and mightier than anything that the enemy can try to throw our way, Lord God. Just like your word says, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, but they will prosper, but they will not work. They will not. We will win in the end, Lord God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your strength, your power, your peace, your love, your joy, and your covering, Lord God. We just honor you, Lord God, with our lips, Lord God. We just bless your righteous and holy name, Lord God. Cover and keep us, oh God, as we go through the rest of our evening, Lord God. And those who are out there on the road, God, give them traveling grace. Cover and keep them, Lord God. We just love you. We adore you. We bless your righteous and holy name. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love my victory family. I thank you for the fellowship and the familyship and the sisterhood and brotherhood that we all share with one another, Lord God. Let us always remember to keep each other lifted up, Lord God, because we know that love covers a multitude of sins, Lord God, and we know you are love. You are the ultimate love. We just bless you. We love you and we honor you. Cover us as we go through the rest of our evening and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. And we'll come back again if it's in your will, Lord God, to come on the line again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. It is in the matchless name of Jesus. I do pray and give you thanks. Amen. Thank God. Love you guys.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Who is that?
Good night, y'all. Love y'all.
It's Lavelle
Jones. Good night.
Jones.
Hey, Lavelle. Good night. You sounded like Tim. That's why I said who was that. Good night, brother. Love you all.
Good night.
Night,
love y'all.
Have a good evening.
Lisa, do your thing in the morning, Lisa.
She's singing in the morning.
Woo-hoo. Was that Sister Bubby just prayed us out?